Now, we're talking about a campaign you may have heard over the airwaves on 2SER this morning. It aims to save Sydney's iconic Theatre Royal, whose doors were shut more than 2.5 years ago. And with us today on the show to talk about the impact this would have on not only Australian performers, but the wider Sydney community, is Chloe Dallamore, longtime musical theatre artist and president of Media Entertainment Arts Alliance. Chloe, thank you for joining us.
So lovely to be with you.
So, as a performer yourself, how different is it performing in a venue that has a long history attached to it? I mean, this theatre was started in 1875. What is that experience like as a performer?
This was the first theatre that I ever did a professional musical in, the Theatre Royal. So I think I was 20, 21. And theatres that have a history or have been around for a considerable period of time. I mean, this current Theatre Royal was rebuilt in the 70s. Just for listeners, it's not the original theatre. However, it has decades and decades of history. And that gives a feeling within the building and memories within the dressing rooms and along the walls where people have signed from when they were doing shows, etc. There is a very unique history that is both backstage and within the building when you're working in an historical building. But more than that, we are desperate for more venues for producers. Live Performance Australia, who is the representative for producers across the country of live performance, are constantly saying how they can't get shows into Sydney because there is nowhere to perform them because our current theatres are booked out 2 to 3 years in advance. So Sydney audiences, bottom line, are missing out.
I mean, that's such a shame that that's even happening. I mean, on a performer's experience on that side, in terms of career development and, you know, even just being able to make a living, how does that impact you and other performers losing this theatre?
It obviously means that performers are going to be without periods of unemployment. In periods without employment. I mean, musicals, when they sit down in a city, for example, Harry Potter in Melbourne, will hopefully sit there for, you know, 2 or more years. That's an incredible amount of employment for a huge number of people for a long period of time, which is so rare in our industry.
And so you said that Sydney audiences will miss out in the future, but I believe we're already missing out on live theatre currently because of the lack of venues right now. What does this mean for our reputation as a city of live entertainment?
Well, you've hit the nail on the head, and there are already articles about this out there saying that, you know, Melbourne is now streets ahead of us in terms of being a cultural hub and a theatrical, a major theatrical city. And there is then the impact on the wider businesses around those venues. It brings in, you know, $10 million per year in extra revenue for the surrounding businesses. I mean, that alone is a no-brainer.
And so just to wrap up, I guess, what can Sydneysiders do to help save the theatre and our cultural heritage, you could argue?
First thing, write to Clover Moore. There's also a petition for the public to sign. It's called Reopen the Theatre Royal. It's on the MEA website. That's M-E-A-A. Just Google MEA, and it's there on our page. It's a joint campaign between Live Performance Australia and the Actors Union or the Performing Arts Union. That's a really powerful way of expressing that you want to go back to the Theatre Royal and see great live entertainment and see that section of Sydney revitalised and become part of a true cultural hub.
Well, Chloe, thank you so much for your time today, and hopefully we can reopen those doors again.
So appreciate your support.
Thank you, Chloe. Have a good day.
Thanks so much. You too. Bye.
Bye. That was Chloe Dallimore from Media Entertainment Arts Alliance talking to us about the importance of preserving our old theatres, Theatre Royal in particular, which was closed 2 years ago, but now is being revitalised, hopefully with a campaign